whether they are very unnoticeable or whether they are very noticeable, either by size, by age, or by secondary sexual characteristics. And that's why it's so damaging to us as a community. We have to find solidarity amongst ourselves and say, it's all right no matter what your level of presentation is, because you're doing the best you can. And that's something that I hope that we'll always, as a community, be aware of, sensitivity to each other and where we're coming from.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us tonight on Trans Positive. Good night. Yeah. Bedroom surprise.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
On the next all-new Voices for the Animals, it's part one of our coverage of the crisis at the Multnomah County Animal Shelter. We'll be speaking with two veteran volunteers who will tell us about their experiences and why they felt the need to speak out so strongly.
We've got to see improvement. We've got to see changes. We've been trying to get people's attention about this for years, and I think people just never really understood what was going on out there.
If you love animals and are especially concerned about the welfare of our community's pets, please join us for the next edition of Voices for the Animals, Friday, March 24th at 10 a.m. right here on 90.7 KBOO FM.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome onto Gadigal Country.
I'm here to see love, unity, respect, all of those things.
Hopefully plenty of people, lots of happy people, yeah. Maybe a booby or two, you know.
The Department of Defense believes in creating the most inclusive and diverse workforce that we can. You can't be what you can't see.
The First Nations vote is, in my opinion, of course, the most important vote.
I think the message is to acknowledge inclusivity and difference.
Happy World Pride out Australia.
Happy Pride!
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappelle. Panama's top court rejects marriage equality. Trans kids attacked in two U.S. states and one band's drag. And Mardi Gras and World Pride parade in Sydney. Those stories and more this week, now that you've found This Way Out.
I'm Michael Lebeau.
And I'm Ava Davis.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending March 4th, 2023. The judges of the Supreme Court of Panama are thumbing their collective noses at the Inter-American Court of Human Rights to rule against marriage equality. All 20 nations in Central and South America were ordered to open the civil institution to same-gender couples in 2017 under the regional court's decision. However, a February 16th ruling announced on March 1st by Panama's High Court cited the family code that defines marriage as between a man and a woman, and a 2015 law prohibiting marriage between individuals of the same sex. Panama's neighbors, Costa Rica and Colombia, enacted marriage equality even before the regional court's order, but the high court judges remained unfazed. Their press release insisted that the court does not have the power to change civil marriage laws. In their words, their decision was objectively and reasonably justified in the general interest of giving precedence to those unions with the potential of establishing families, giving continuity to the human race and therefore to society. They clearly ignored the reality of families with children headed by same-gender couples. At least five queer couples have filed lawsuits since 2016 demanding the recognition of their marriage in Panama. Yvonne Shanice Barona is the president of Fundacion Igualas, a Panamanian queer advocacy group. He called the ruling cowardly and told the Spanish language news agency EFE that it has distanced the country from the international community and its commitments in the area of human rights. Barahona says that his organization has yet to develop a post-ruling strategy, but told the Washington Blade that Panama has violated international law, violated international human rights law, and violated the Inter-American System ruling.
Denying civil marriage to gay and lesbian couples is not unjust discrimination by the state, according to Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. The backlash from equality activists was immediate. Kishida tried to calm their outrage this week by saying that rejecting marriage equality is not unconstitutional, claiming that he has no personal bias against it. Kishida was forced to fire a member of his cabinet in February after the official made inflammatory anti-queer remarks. The PM then held a meeting with LGBTQ advocacy groups. He then appointed a special aide for LGBTQ-related issues and called for legislation to promote understanding, although he offered no specifics. Civil partner registrations in a number of municipal and regional jurisdictions have granted same-gender couples a few symbolic rights. The country's social conservatism has still kept many LGBTQ people in the closet, however. The government's anti-equality animosity has reportedly contributed to electoral animosity, with younger voters in particular calling on their country to join the rest of the world's major democracies by opening civil marriage to same-gender couples. Recent polls show Kishida's popularity precipitously plunging from 60% to 30% during just the past 12 months. His Liberal Democratic Party-led administration remains unmoved. It consistently quashes any legislative marriage equality efforts at the federal level and fights against it in Japan's courts.
Two courageous students at China's prestigious Tsinghua University are refusing to take their formal disciplinary warnings lying down. They're filing a lawsuit demanding that the Ministry of Education review their school's student affairs office's action against them for distributing rainbow flags on campus ahead of Pride Month last year. The ministry rejected their application for an administrative review in February. Going only by the name Wang, one of the two women plaintiffs says they're a bit pessimistic about getting a win. She told the South China Morning Post, "The lawsuit still has its significance in raising public awareness. Of course, the government wants to prevent that, so information about the lawsuit online has been suppressed." Yanze Pang of LGBT Rights Advocacy China told the Morning Post that the university's penalty reflected a politicized misunderstanding and handling of the situation. In his words, "Gender diversity in education and the right of sexual minority students to a dignified education on campus should be the responsibility of the schools and the education system." Pro-queer activism on school campuses is banned by the Chinese government, which has been aggressive in its efforts to eliminate any positive portrayals of LGBTQ people in the media. Darius Longarino is a senior fellow at Yale Law School's Paul Tsai China Center. He lauded the students for their bravery, saying, "In the past 2 years or so, space for LGBTQ expression and advocacy have drastically declined. This has also affected court cases, some of which have encountered lengthy, unexplained delays."
Young people's gender-affirming care has been officially banned in two more U.S. states. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signed legislation on February 28th that forbids doctors from offering puberty blockers, hormone therapy, or any other affirming care for transgender people under the age of 18. Their parents are banned from acting in support of their children's gender identities. Offending physicians can have their medical licenses revoked and can also be sued for violating the laws. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and virtually every professional healthcare organization in the United States supports gender-affirming care for trans youth. The American Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU of Mississippi issued a statement together calling the legislation a devastating development for transgender youth in Mississippi and heartbreaking for all of us who love and support them. This care is already difficult to access across the state for transgender people of any age, but this law shuts the door on best practice medical care and puts politics between parents, their children, and their doctors. Days later, Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee signed similar legislation. His Republican-dominated legislature voted on March 2nd to make ongoing gender-affirming care for minors illegal as of the end of March 2024. Federal courts have already enjoined enactment of laws banning gender-affirming care for transgender youth in Alabama and Arkansas. Civil rights and queer legal advocacy groups have signaled that they'll be challenging the recently enacted laws in Mississippi and Tennessee as well. Republicans in Utah and South Dakota have also passed similar bans. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee also signed the nation's first ban on drag shows as adult-oriented performances that are harmful to minors. This despite a photo surfacing earlier in the week of a young Bill Lee himself in drag. That law is scheduled to take effect on April Fool's Day, which could be considered appropriate.
Finally, there's no drag ban in Wheeling, West Virginia, yet, but the Primanti Brothers Restaurant and Bar won't be able to prove its theory that a little glitter never hurt anyone. Threats against both performers and patrons caused them to cancel their drag brunch in mid-February. They were just two tables away from being sold out, according to the promoter's Facebook post. They wrote, "In the near future, we can try to bring another brunch to the area." Local mixed martial arts manager Johnny Haught is offering the eatery some muscular support. He responded on Facebook, "We hate bullies around here." He volunteered himself and some of his fighters to work as security. Haught wrote, "Let these hateful loudmouths know that they are not the majority and we won't be silent about the hate anymore. Plus, drag shows are some of the most fun shows ever."
That's News Wrap, global queer news with attitude for the week ending March 4th, 2023. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Greg Gordon, edited by Lucia Chappelle, produced by Brian DeShazer, and brought to you by you.
Thank you. Help keep us in ears around the world at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast and much more. For This Way Out, I'm Ava Davis. Stay healthy.
And I'm Michael LeBeau. Stay safe.
Hello, I'm Armistead Maupin, author of Tales of the City, and you are listening to This Way Out.
Our listeners support This Way Out in many ways.
By subscribing to our e-newsletter,
email us at info@thiswayout.org.
And through your financial contributions to our program.
More information about how you can give is online at thiswayout.org.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Clover Moore, the Lord Mayor of Sydney, and I'm very pleased to welcome you to This Way Out, the weekly LGBTIQ plus radio magazine for all our genders and sexually diverse communities around the world and those who love them. Happy Mardi Gras, everyone.
The whole world was welcome to Sydney, Australia for the first World Pride celebration in the Southern Hemisphere and the 45th Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. It began as the land down under Stonewall. Police descended on a modest crowd of daring queer protesters who gathered for a festival on Oxford Street in 1978 when homosexuality was still illegal. 45 years later, Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is now a 17-day marathon featuring hundreds of events. The famed parade returned to Oxford Street on February 25th to celebrate World Pride 2023. This Way Out correspondent Barry McKay dived into the throng for an on-the-scene adventure after receiving a proper traditional greeting via the Australian Broadcasting Company.
As a Gadigal community elder, it is my role to welcome you all onto Gadigal country.
My name is Nanamis Khoury, Redfern's very own First Nations drag queen.
I pay my respect to our pioneers, people that have paved the way for me. First Nations people are not just the oldest living culture in Australia. We are the oldest continuous living culture in the world.
Hello, my name is Franz. I'm from the Netherlands and I came all the way to Australia to enjoy World Pride.
Have you been having a good time here in Sydney?
I'm having a fabulous time. Happy Mardi Gras.
What's your impressions of Sydney?
Sydney is the most beautiful city in the world. The most beautiful
what
city in the world.
What is it that makes Sydney so good?
The f***ing harbour. Yeah. The bridge, the opera house, the yeah. people.
Yeah.
Oxford Street is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place to be. Okay. Everyone is happy. Everyone loves each other.
Okay, thank you, Franz.
Tot You're seats. Welcome, Dalek. Hallo lieve vrienden en vriendinnen, happy World Pride uit Australië en hopelijk kunnen jullie allemaal hier even langskomen in Australië. Doei, tot ziens!
Happy Mardi Gras!
The 2023 World Pride Parade in Sydney took place this year on the 25th of February, with a record number of 208 floats. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese of the Australian Labor Party was the first Prime Minister in office to actually march in the parade.
It's unfortunate that I am the first, but people want to see that their government is inclusive and represents everyone, no matter who they love, no matter what their identity, no matter where they live. We need to be a country that respects everyone for who they are.
I caught up with a number of onlookers along the parade route before the parade began, and then spoke to members of three of the floats taking part in the parade.
So what's your name?
Name's Eric Smith from the USA.
Where are you from in the US?
Seattle, Washington.
And are you having a good time here in Sydney?
Amazing time here in Sydney for Mardi Gras and World Pride. Couldn't be happier to be here.
What are you hoping to see today for the World Pride Parade?
Oh, I'm here to see love, unity, respect, all of those things. That's what I'm mostly here for Sydney.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Singapore.
What are you expecting to see today?
My partner is deaf and it's very visual for him, so yes. I'm going to show him the floats and everything else. It's because it's World Pride, because we took part in the 2017 Madrid World Pride before. Yeah. And World Pride is very different from regular Pride.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you here for Mardi Gras?
No.
What are you expecting to see today?
Hopefully plenty of people, lots of happy people, yeah. maybe a booby or two, you know, just comes with the territory, but
Fantastic.
Pretty excited.
Where are you from?
Merrickville.
Merrickville.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan.
Are you here for the first time for Mardi Gras?
Oh, yeah, we came from Melbourne. Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
What do you expect to see today?
I don't know, the parade.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Frank.
And what do you think of World Pride?
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to the Pride March on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I will be attending it myself. I've never done a Pride Walk before, so I'm looking forward to it.
How does this compare to previous Mardi Gras you've been to?
Because it's World Pride, it's very special, and it's the first World Pride in Australia in the Southern Hemisphere. So it's a big event, plus it's 45 years of the Sydney Mardi Gras. So it's a huge event.
Where are you from?
I'm from Japan.
What are you expecting to see tonight?
I'm actually working for language school.
Yeah.
Two of our students actually working on the street tonight.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
From Japan.
Great.
From out west of Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you hoping to see today?
The fantastic parade. One of our friends is in it, so we're going to see him marching along. It's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be massive. Is this the first year it's back on the street?
Yeah, this is the first year it's back on the street. Yeah. So I imagine it's going to be much bigger than it was in the stadium the last couple of years. Yeah. So it's probably going to be a pretty good turnout. Yeah.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Hello, this is Nadamis Corey, and you're listening to This Way Out, the weekly LGBTQI+ radio magazine for all our gender and sexually diverse communities around the world and those who love them.
So could I get your name?
Matthew Stegg.
Okay, what boat are you with?
First Nations Float.
So could you tell me a little bit about your float?
The First Nations Float is, in my opinion, of course, the most important float for Mardi Gras. This year, I was approached to design a rainbow serpent, which had never been really done before. I think maybe there has been rainbow serpents done for other parades, but I don't think there's been one in Mardi Gras yet.
Could you tell, for an international audience, what the importance of a rainbow serpent is in Aboriginal culture?
The rainbow serpent is in most countries within Australia, most nations, and she is the creator destroyer. So she builds and destroys. She builds the landscape, the river systems, the geography of this country. She also destroys. So there's definitely a thing about her that you can see in a lot of other different cultures as well. I think it's timely to just remind people of the important discussions that this country is having right now in terms of, you know, we can create and move forward, or we can destroy and move back.
So in Australia at the moment, we're having a discussion about a voice to Parliament.
Yes.
For Aboriginal people.
Yeah.
And we're going to have possibly a vote, a referendum, if that goes through.
Yeah.
The Aboriginal LGBTQ+ community, how are they involved in that voice to Parliament?
Well, it's very varied. Like, I don't think that there's actually like a one kind of viewpoint at the moment. I think it's very mixed. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, you know, there's talk on with some people in terms of treaty and sovereignty, and then of course there's the yes to Parliament, the yes vote, which you know is maybe a small step, but also fraught as well politically. Yeah.
Are you excited about being here?
Yeah, totally.
As a First Nations person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel that the First Nations people are a good representation here today?
Absolutely. So at the moment I've seen a few community members, but I'm waiting for all the others to arrive, and it's just going to be amazing.
Can you say
Hi there. What's your drag name?
Shaniqua Empire. I'm marching in the First Nation Float.
Are you excited?
Of course. It's World Pride. Happy World Pride.
Thank you.
So could I get your name?
Patricia.
And could I get the name of your float?
It's called Lezo's.
So for an international audience, can you explain what Lezo is?
It's actually reclaiming a name that was used way, way back for those who have attraction, women are having attraction to other women.
So it was a slur.
Yeah.
And as with the word queer, you're trying to reclaim the word back.
Yeah. Because and many people acknowledge it as a nickname for lesbian.
Can you describe your outfits?
Yeah, well, the idea was taken up adapting the Lego. And we also want to make it colourful, but also appealing to families who are within the LGBTQI community.
So you're wearing like a construction hat?
Yes.
And you've got a yellow T-shirt on with like the Lego logo, but it says Lezo.
Lezo.
So, and you've got the sort of funny little hands, haven't you?
I haven't got my hands on at the moment.
But they kind of look a lot like Lego.
They do, Lego
people. Yeah.
You'll see them. We'll have them all on when we start marching.
Yeah, a little fun. You kind of look like a little Lego man, don't you?
That's the whole idea.
Or a Lego woman.
That's the whole idea.
Oh, yeah.
To make it, fun and also attractive. Yeah.
So what's the message behind your float today?
I think the message behind is to acknowledge inclusivity and difference in people, and to acknowledge that love in any context, if there's commitment, that's a true relationship.
And that includes same-sex families
As
well.
Yeah, and all the LGBTQI and the diversity and pluralism, and acknowledging more pluralism in our society is actually acknowledging all the very deep layers of what creation and what humanity is.
And we've had marriage equality now in Australia for about 5 years now, haven't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, we yeah. have, yeah.
So that's been a great achievement.
Long way to go. But
and we've got Penny Wong as our announced
right.
lesbian as our foreign minister.
That's right, yes. And more very beautiful public figures are now modelling for families, not just individuals, now families, that diversity inclusivity. So and there's 80 of us, and we're one of the last floats, so stay tuned for the whole of the parade.
Got to get your name.
Yeah, Flight Lieutenant Nathan Howarth.
And you're with which float?
So we're with the Department of Defence.
Why do you feel it's important that the Department of Defence marches in the Mardi Gras?
Yeah, well, part of the reason that we're here is that Defence recognises that an effective and strong workforce is a diverse workforce. And so that means that we need to represent all of our community across all the minority groups and ensure that we bring the best talent into the Defence Force, and the LGBTQ talent that we have, we retain it because we're an inclusive workforce to be a part of.
What happens when you have a situation where somebody makes a complaint about homophobic, say, bullying in the Defence Force? How is that tackled?
The Department of Defence has a zero tolerance policy on all types of inappropriate and unacceptable workplace behaviour. So it doesn't matter if it's homophobic or if it's sexist or it's bullying or harassment of any kind. The department does not tolerate that and takes action immediately to ensure that the situation is neutralised and that the parties involved basically come to, well, the complainant is dealt with appropriately, the person who has been potentially harmed is dealt with appropriately, and then everyone's actually looked after. We've actually had 30 years since we repealed the ban on homosexuals being allowed to serve in our service. Mm. 20 years ago, we've got a Defence Gay Lesbian Information Service, so an LGBTQ peer-to-peer and peer support network, and we actually repealed even the ban on transgender service 14 years ago.
Excellent.
So we're a very inclusive force that basically welcomes the best of the talent pool from across the Australian public.
What do you say to some people who object to the Defence Forces marching in the parade?
I would just say that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but the Department of Defence believes in creating the most inclusive and diverse workforce that we can. And as we need to represent the community that we're here to protect, and so that means that we need to include LGBTQ people, same as people of colour and other ethnic minority and religious minorities. We need to have a broad spectrum, that is the Australian public, within the Defence Force.
You need to show your visibility.
Absolutely. Mm. And when it comes to like young people coming through and getting recruitment, you can't be what you can't see. So we're here, we're showing not only are we proud and we're welcome to serve, but it's also a place that it doesn't matter if you're an LGBTQIA plus person, there is a place for you to do a job in the Australian Defence Force.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm very here, and happy Mardi Gras, and let's celebrate World Pride.
Happy Mardi Gras to you too.
Cheers.
Cheers, thank you.
Bye.
If you're outside of Australia and you have access to an Australian VPN, you'll be able to watch the parade on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's iView platform. That's iview.abc.net.au. For This Way Out in Sydney, Australia, this is Barry Mackay wishing you Happy World Pride 2023.
Our coverage of Sydney's World Pride and Mardi Gras events continues as Barry McKay joins the massive march across Harbour Bridge that even Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was proud to attend.
This is just a great celebration, and it's symbolic of bringing people together. The unity, that's what a bridge does. And over the last 17 days, it has been a great moment of unity and celebrating the diversity in Australian society, and also sending a message to the world that we're enriched by it.
Next time on This Way Out. Thanks for finding This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. NewsWrap was reported this week by Michael LeBeau and Ava Davis and produced by Brian DeShazer. Correspondent Barry McKay brought us coverage of the Mardi Gras World Pride Parade in Sydney. Midnight Oil, Inez Fox, and Electric Fields performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks the Richard Rosenberg Foundation and listener donors Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley. Listener donors make this program possible. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email us at info@thiswayout.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Lucia Chappelle. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org or wherever you get your podcasts, and on 3UGE Alexandria, Victoria, WRWK Midlothian, Virginia, KGNU Boulder, Denver, Ward, Colorado, and a wide array of community terrestrial and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay tuned, y'all.
What do you think about Oxford Street being closed off to the public today for a street party?
I think it's great.
Everyone's having a great time, enjoying the sunshine.
That's pretty revealing what you've got on, isn't it?
It is revealing, but you know, the thing is, if we're taking sex out of queer rights, I don't want any part of it.
What does the march mean to you?
Oh, just freedom!
And being able to close the Harbour Bridge is pretty amazing.
It's fantastic to have so many people here celebrating World Pride in Sydney.
Can we move here?
Yeah.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Uganda lawmakers consider criminalizing coming out. Israel's top court okays queer couples' Utah civil marriages. And Sydney World Pride parties on Oxford Street and bridges the harbor. Those stories and more this week because you've chosen This Way Out.
I'm Elena Botkin-Levy.
And I'm Joe Bainline.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending March 11th, 2023. Just coming out as LGBTQ in Uganda could land you in prison for up to 10 years under a new law currently under consideration. Landlords who knowingly rent to LGBTQ people could go to jail for up to 7 years, and funding or promotion of LGBTQ activities could get up to 5 years. Private, consensual, adult, same-gender sex is already punishable by up to life in prison in Uganda. A move to make it a crime worthy of the death penalty made headlines around the world a decade ago. The latest anti-homosexuality bill criminalizes anyone who publicly identifies with lesbianism, gay, transgender, queer, or any other sexual or gender identity, contrary to the binary categories of male and female. Efforts to further oppress LGBTQ people come after the nation's Anglican and Muslim clerics were angered by the Global Anglican Communion's decision to allow its priests to bless same-gender unions. There have also been a few bold efforts at queer activism in recent weeks. Authorities quickly swooped in to remove the painting of rainbow colors at a children's park. Ugandan activists and human rights defenders around the world are strongly condemning the latest anti-queer crackdown. Parliamentary Speaker Anita Among is warning MPs not to bow to Western intimidation. The bill has already had its first reading. There will be public hearings with a parliamentary committee before it returns to the full chamber for debate and vote.
A court in Burundi charged 24 people with homosexual practices and incitement to homosexual practices this week. They were arrested during a raid in late February at an HIV/AIDS education seminar in the East Central African nation's capital, Gitega. The 17 men and 7 women caught up in the raid were interrogated for 10 days, as Armel Niyungiri of the human rights group Akat Burundi told Agence France-Presse. Neighbors apparently called police when they noticed teenagers entering the offices of the nonprofit Muko Burundi. Police claimed they found condoms and documents on the rights of homosexuals at the scene. Same-gender sex is punishable in Burundi by up to 2 years in prison and a hefty fine under legislation approved in 2009. President Evariste Ndayishimiye recently called on all Burundians to curse those who indulge in homosexuality because God cannot bear it. They must be banished and treated as pariahs in our country.
Israel's High Court of Justice has approved the registration of civil marriages performed online in Utah. As long as at least one member of the couple or the officiate is physically present in the U.S. state, officials there made marriages conducted through video conferencing software legal in 2000. There are no civil marriages in Israel. All marriages must be performed by religious authorities, and the anti-queer tenets in most Jewish, Muslim, and Christian traditions make marriage impossible for same-gender couples. Utah's Zoom weddings became even more popular during the COVID pandemic, with thousands of couples around the world taking advantage of the opportunity. Some 600 Israeli couples have tied the knot that way in the past 3 years, including same-gender and interfaith couples. The country's high court rejected a government appeal and ordered the Population Authority to register all of them. A petition filed by the pro-equality organization Hidush broke the dam at a time when the administration of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing historic street protests for trying to take control of the judiciary. Netanyahu himself was re-elected despite an ongoing corruption investigation. Hidush attorney Segi Egman said, "The time has come for Israel to move forward into the 21st century and allow civil marriage for everyone."
Japan's major opposition Constitutional Democratic Party has turned up the heat on embattled Prime Minister Fumio Kishida by introducing a marriage equality bill in parliament. Kishida recently fired a high-ranking member of his administration for making homophobic comments, then turned around and said that it's not unfair discrimination to deny civil marriage to same-gender couples. Kishida's popularity has plunged in the past year to an all-time low of 30%, and pundits think part of the reason is his administration's steadfast opposition to marriage equality in the face of growing public support, and the fact that Japan is the only G7 nation without it. Unfortunately, the opposition party's bill is seen as merely symbolic. Kishida's ruling coalition government is likely to quash any legislative attempts at equality.
Michigan is becoming the latest U.S. state to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity or expression in employment, housing, and public accommodations. Elections, as they say, have consequences. Last November, voters ushered in Democratic majorities in both chambers of the state legislature and the governor's mansion for the first time in 40 years. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has already promised to sign the bill. It adds LGBTQ protections to existing anti-discrimination laws that already ban bias based on race, religion, gender, and similar characteristics. LGBTQ people are only protected from discrimination in about half of the United States. Many jurisdictions in other states have enacted local LGBTQ rights ordinances. Activists continue to push for passage of a federal equality act that would enact national anti-bias protections based on sexual orientation and gender expression or identity. President Joe Biden has promised to sign it if it ever reaches his desk.
The Alaska State Commission for Human Rights has been quietly watering down anti-bias protections for LGBTQ people. This according to a report jointly published by ProPublica and the Anchorage Daily News this week. Following the U.S. Supreme Court's 2021 Bostock ruling against anti-queer discrimination in employment, Alaska officials announced that those protections extended to housing, government practices, finance, and public accommodations. Those specific protections were disappeared from the commission's website in 2022, according to the news outlets, and the agency has since been dealing only with claims of employment discrimination. The words sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression were removed from the list of causes of discrimination in August of last year, a statement that it is illegal in some circumstances to discriminate against LGBTQ people is now buried in the verbiage. The advocacy group Identity Alaska is calling the apparent weakening of protections state-sponsored discrimination.
Finally, satirist Jon Stewart's latest Apple TV problem is with people who rail against drag queen story hours while at the same time oppose any reasonable firearms control. Stewart's nemesis was Republican Oklahoma state lawmaker Nathan Dom, who loves guns but has no problem keeping fabulously coiffed entertainers from reading diversity-building children's books to kids and their parents. Stewart's confrontational interview with Dom has gone viral. Here's a bit of it.
You want to ban drag show readings to children?
To my house, yes.
Are you infringing on that performer's free speech?
They can continue to exercise their free speech, just not in front of a child.
Why?
Because the government does have a responsibility to protect...
I'm sorry?
The government does have a responsibility in certain instances to protect
children. What's the leading cause of death amongst children in this country? And I'm going to give you a hint. It's not drag show readings to children.
Correct, yes.
It's firearms. More than cancer, more than car accidents.
Meanwhile, ultra-fabulous entertainer, entrepreneur, and host of RuPaul's Drag Race and the TV game show Lingo posted a rallying cry against anti-drag bullies on Instagram this week. Here's some of what RuPaul Charles had to say.
We know that bullies look for easy targets so they can give the impression of being effective. They think our love, our light, our laughter, and our joy are signs of weakness. But they're wrong, because that is our strength. Drag queens are the Marines of the queer movement. Don't get it twisted and don't be distracted. Register to vote so we can get these stunt queens out of office and put some smart people with real solutions into government.
That's News Wrap, Global Queer News with Attitude for the week ending March 11th, 2023. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Greg Gordon, edited by Lucia Chappelle, produced by Brian DeShazer, and brought to you by you.
Thank you. Help keep us in ears around the world at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast and much more. For This Way Out, I'm Joe Bainline. Stay healthy.
And I'm Elena Botkin-Levy. Stay safe.
Our listeners support This Way Out in many ways.
By subscribing to our e-newsletter,
email us at info@thiswayout.org,
and through your financial contributions to our program.
More information and a link to give are online at thiswayout.org.
Thank you.
What kind of happening can close a major metropolitan thoroughfare and send thousands of people on foot across one of the world's most iconic bridges? Nothing like it has been seen in Australia since the Aboriginal Walk for Reconciliation more than two decades ago. Correspondent Barry McKay takes us to the history-making events that unfolded from the queer streets of Sydney to the harbour.
Sydney World Pride 2023 wound up on the weekend of the 4th and 5th of March. For the 2 days, Oxford Street, one of Sydney's busiest thoroughfares and the heart of the city's LGBTIQ plus community, was blocked off to traffic for a large street festival, the first of its kind. On the 5th of March, 50,000 people took part in a historic 4-kilometre-long Pride March across Sydney Harbour Bridge, which kicked off very early in the morning. I started out speaking with some of the many people who attended the street party.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
What's your drag name?
Mulan.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from China.
Yeah. How do you find the vibe here today? You having fun?
Oh, it's fabulous. We're having one of the best days. Like, you know, it's... couldn't be a better day to be gay, don't we?
What's the public reaction been?
Oh, well, we just seem just being ourselves, being fabulous. Just bring the fabulous to everyone.
I just got here, but I think it's pretty cool. And I didn't expect it to be a market. That's awesome. And we're on the street. That's cool also.
What about the vibe here?
The vibe is good. The vibe is I feel safe to walk in a little bikini on the street, which is nice for me.
It's gay, but in a way that I can't wait to bring my future kids to something like this.
Yeah.
I can wait. I mean, I'm not going to have kids for another 5 to 10 years, so I can wait in that respect, but I can't wait that when I do have future children, I want them to come to events like this.
Totally, totally. To know that events like
it's
this are here.
Kid-friendly. Yeah.
Kid-friendly. Very nice.
Would you like to see this happen on a regular basis, blocking off Oxford Street?
Yes. Absolutely, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Huge yes.
It's quite a different vibe from the actual Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah, totally. I like it a lot.
It's a lot more relaxed than the parade, which can be really overwhelming
totally
and packed.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think not all queers are party queers. They're quiet queers, and they would love something like this, I think. So.
Are you guys having a good time today?
Yes, very much.
What do you reckon about Oxford Street being blocked off for a street party?
I think it's wonderful.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio? Yeah.
Yes.
What are your impressions of Sydney so far?
Can we move here?
Yeah. Yeah, better than the US.
It's, yeah.
You love
it's fantastic.
It?
We love it.
Well, I'm making copious amounts of bubbles of all various shapes and sizes, and they fit the theme beautifully, being full of rainbows. So making the crowd extremely happy, filled with joy. There's bubble popping going on. There might be some people blowing bubbles in bubbles, perhaps.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you think about Oxford Street being closed off to the public today for a street party?
I think it's great.
Yeah. Have you participated in any World Pride events so far?
We went to Black and Deadly on Thursday night.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Yeah. What about you?
Went to Black and Deadly as well and to the Human Rights Conference.
What's Black and Deadly?
The gala at the Opera House.
Yeah, the First Nations concert.
Yeah.
Happy World Pride.
Thank you. You
Same
too.
To you.
You too. Bye.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Sydney.
And can you explain to us...
We're off to Bondi Beach. We're off to the Bondi Beach party,
can you
in theme.
Can you explain your outfits to us?
We're lifesavers. We're lifeguards. Very beach.
So you've got a bright yellow skimpy top on. And,
is it a crop top? Here we are.
And you've got what we call in Australia budgie smugglers.
Yes. Yeah. Tiny little speedos on.
What would now be known in America as speedos.
Speedos.
Happy World Pride, guys.
Happy World Pride.
Thank you. So you're with the AIDS Council of New South Wales here at the closing off of Oxford Street today. What's the vibe been?
It's been awesome. Everyone's so excited. Everyone's having a great time, enjoying the sunshine. It's been great.
What message are you giving out today with your tent here?
So we're really promoting safe sex. Obviously, it's a great time for everyone to get together, but we want to make sure everyone stays safe. We're giving out condoms. We're giving out lube. We've got some fans. We've got some stickers, and we have free sunscreen as well.
It's fantastic to see Sydney so alive and covered in rainbows, and to be here on Oxford Street reclaiming the street. It's World Pride has really recharged Sydney and given the whole community such a lift, and it was so needed after COVID. So it's fantastic to have so many people here and celebrating World Pride in Sydney. It's absolutely amazing.
And it's great to see Oxford Street closed off.
And it would be great to see this happening as a regular thing, like maybe on the Sunday after the parade, you know, close the street for the parade and then keep it closed on Sunday so that the community can come out for free on the street and celebrate being fabulous and loving one another.
I asked Alex Greenwich, the member for Sydney in the New South Wales Parliament, which includes the Oxford Street area, what the idea for closing Oxford Street off for the two-day street party was, and if he'd like to see it happen again.
Well, today is an activation and a celebration of our city and our LGBTQI community, and it's so wonderful to see the smiles on people's faces, the families, the dogs, the drag queens, the colour and movement.
Would you like to do it again?
Oh, I think we've got to keep on doing this.
Yeah, fantastic. Yes. How are you enjoying the day?
Loving it. It's great.
What do you reckon about Oxford Street being closed off for the day?
It should be closed off more often. It's great. Will Pride has been a tremendous success and everyone's very happy and it's nice to see the city alive again.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
What's your name?
I'm Maud Boat.
And you're one of the most infamous drag queens here.
I am one of the most infamous drag queens on the strip, 35 years and still strong.
Are you having fun today?
I'm having lots of fun. You may remember some of my work from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. They stole my look.
Oh, did they?
All of it. They won the Academy Award. What'd they give me?
Nothing.
Have you had a great reception today?
Oh, well, we're just getting started, but it's going to be fun. We're rehearsing at the moment, so by the end of tomorrow, I'll have it down pat.
Are you going on the bridge walk tomorrow?
I am. Look out for a 4-metre cockatoo.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can I ask you what you're wearing?
I'm wearing a bit of history, queer history, Tom of Finland, on my slutty little body and enough diamantes to choke a camel.
That's pretty revealing what you've got on, isn't it?
It is revealing, but you know, the thing is, if we're taking sex out of queer rights, I don't want any part of it.
Happy World Pride.
Happy World Pride indeed.
Today, what do you think of the drag queens?
Great entertainers. You know, World Pride is great to celebrate in Sydney, 45 years since out of the bars and into the streets. Can't get better than this.
We're in an Aboriginal store from Townsville. Been in business 10 years now. Yeah. All the designs are done by us at Braxton Digi's Clothing, and we've been operating 10 years and was a sole trader, and now we've become a company.
So now you've got some beautiful, lovely, colourful Pride t-shirts with Aboriginal designs on them. And did you design them yourself?
Yes, we designed them ourselves.
Beautiful. What's the vibe been like today?
It's our first Pride, so it's been awesome for us. Yeah. Well worth our trip from Queensland.
Yeah. What do you reckon about Sydney compared to Townsville?
It's very big, but I wouldn't want to live here. Too big for me.
Have you been enjoying today?
Yeah, very much, actually.
What's the vibe like?
Great. People are enjoying themselves, having fun. There's a lot of artistic stuff happening, outrageous stuff. Look around, people are looking beautiful.
What have you seen so far?
We've seen different, especially the drag shows.
Yeah.
They were fantastic, very professional, very fun. Yeah, lots of music. I don't go to particular things. I just walk around and I let myself be attracted to things. Yeah.
Enjoying the street party?
Absolutely.
This is fantastic, isn't it?
It's fantastic to have World Pride here in Australia for the very first time. It's amazing.
Where are you from?
Sydney.
What's the vibe like?
The vibe is electric. Everybody's partying. Everybody's having a good time. It's fantastic.
Happy World Pride.
Happy World Pride, darling. Thank you.
After a very early start, just after dawn, I spoke to a number of the 50,000 marchers along the Sydney Harbour Bridge Pride Walk, which was lively, bustling and vibrant.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How do you feel about marching with so many people today?
It was wonderful.
Yeah?
We'd just like more music so we could be bopping along.
What did it mean to you?
Oh, well, it's just nice to have so many gays, lesbians, queers out and about and doing their thing. And
50,000
it's nice
of
that,
us.
Yeah, and yeah. It's nice that Sydney's doing it. Like, good on Sydney.
Happy World Pride.
You too.
It's just a celebration of diversity and tolerance.
Yeah.
And in fabulous numbers.
You happy you came along?
Absolutely.
Today.
Hello.
What did the bridge walk mean to you?
It was just very good fun to everyone to come out and celebrate. It's good, yeah.
Oh, it's just so great to celebrate with all my friends and family. Like, it's just magic, really magic. Thank you.
You're from Scotland?
Yes.
Enjoying the march today?
It's great, but I live here now. It's fantastic.
Yeah, what does the march mean to you?
Oh, just freedom. Yeah. Freedom!
How does it feel to be taking part in this ceremony?
Fantastic.
As part of a First Nations group?
Fantastic, absolutely. Yeah. And to have visibility.
And to be marching with so many people.
Absolutely. It's brilliant.
Yeah. What does it mean for you personally?
Well, I think it means that we are here and we're queer and we're Indigenous and, you know, happy World Pride.
Happy World Pride, thank you. G'day.
Hey.
What did the bridge walk mean for you today?
It means the fight for queer liberation needs to continue. It's so important to see so many people out and about defending queer rights.
Happy World Pride.
Happy World Pride to you too.
It means standing up for pride and for equality and just celebrating the freedom to love and be who we are.
Where are you from?
Singapore.
Singapore. Happy World Pride.
Happy World Pride to you too.
Thank you.
Very good, mate.
Enjoyable?
Yeah.
Yeah, historic,
really.
Hey?
Yes, historic. Never happened again in my lifetime.
No.
Maybe in yours, but not mine.
I think it was a thrill at my age to come and see so many people being out and proud and enjoying the day.
How old are you?
I'm 86. And I all praise to the organiser of this wonderful event. Australia, as usual, punches above its weight, and this is a clear demonstration of that.
Well, after knowing that the 78ers were bashed up after having a march to try and get freedom
from being bashed up and being oppressed, basically.
Yes, yeah. Well, it was illegal for boys to be gay.
Yeah.
So it was to change the laws. And so from coming from that right through to now and being able to close the Harbour Bridge is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How do you feel marching with so many people today?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get up really early this morning?
We did. 6:30. Too early. 6:30.
How did you feel about that?
Oh, well, fine. I was exhilarated to be on the walk.
What does the bridge walk mean for you today?
It means being with people I love and adore and seeing lots of people just being their most authentic, beautiful selves.
It was a celebration of the city I grew up in.
Is it the first time that you've seen something like this on this scale?
Oh, definitely. Here in Sydney.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen anything like this since the Aboriginal bridge walk over.
No, we haven't.
When was that?
A very long time ago.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
We need more things like this.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Happy Pride.
What did the bridge walk mean for you today?
A fabulous time of coming out after 56 years of hiding, and now I don't have to anymore.
You've just come out.
Well, not now, but I was in hiding for a long time.
Okay. Hey, what did the bridge walk mean for you today?
Yes, I'm pretty good. A lot of people in here. I'm very happy.
Yeah. Happy World Pride.
Where are you from?
I'm from Thai.
From Thailand?
Yes.
Sawadee ka. G'day.
Hey, how you going?
How did you feel marching with so many people today?
Awesome. It's a little bit of history.
Yeah,
yeah, it's great. It's great. It's awesome. It's a good feeling. It's good seeing everybody out and about. It's great.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. It's like walking with family. Fantastic.
Yeah?
You had a good time?
Fantastic, yeah.
That's good.
It's a really special thing, isn't it?
It's, well, once in my lifetime that I've been able to walk across the bridge.
How many people are here today?
They said 50,000, but it feels more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For This Way Out in Sydney, Australia, I'm Barry Mackay.
Thanks for choosing This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. News Wrap was reported this week by Elena Bottolini and Joe Brainline and produced by Brian DeShazer. Correspondent Barry McKay brought us coverage of the historic Sydney World Pride, Oxford Street Party, and Harbour Bridge Pride Walk. Pet Shop Boys, and from the Sydney World Pride opening concert, Charlie XCX and Jessica Mowboy performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson, composer, performed the theme music. This Way Out thanks the Richard Rosenberg Foundation and listener donors Richard Merck and Brad Dayton of Silicon Valley. Listener donors make this program possible. Thanks again. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email us at info@thiswayout.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For Associate Producer Alicia Chappelle and the entire This Way Out crew, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org or wherever you get your podcasts, and on WVEW, Brattleboro, Vermont, KICI, Iowa City, Iowa, 2RRR, Gradesville, New South Wales, and a wide array of community, terrestrial, and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay tuned.
Sometimes why. It's 8 p.m. on the West Coast, KBOO Portland. We're glad you're here. You're in the right place for 2 hours. It's spring break. You've been working so hard, taking care of kids. We've been holding on to retirement. We've been raising babies. It's been hard. You see the sun today, yesterday, the day before, tomorrow? I don't know about that. But before we get into the party, because we cannot go back, I want to thank out to all our ancestors, all of our radio people, all of our civil rights people, all of y'all on lockdown right here, right now. I'm on this air right now on KBOO Radio because